John Kerry, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, may delay accepting his party's nomination this summer. A Kerry campaign aide has been quoted as saying the senator may break with tradition and not become the official nominee at the Democratic National Convention in Boston at the end of July. Instead, he may wait until after the Republican convention in New York at the end of August. The senator is reportedly considering the delay to maximize the amount of money he can spend in advance of the general election. It's not clear whether federal elections policy would permit Mr. Kerry to hold off accepting his party's nomination. Dan Payne is a Democratic media consultant and a former Kerry Senate strategist. He joins us from Boston. Dan, thanks for being with us.
Greetings from Red Sox Nation.
Well, nice to talk to you again. How much money are we talking about? How much more money might Senator Kerry be able to spend free and clear if he can delay the nomination?
Well, in a month's time, based on what he just was able to raise, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 or $30 million.
And this is because, as I understand it, that once he becomes the nominee, he's limited to federal spending?
Correct. You have to take public dollars once you are officially the nominee of your party. Mm-hmm. And so what Kerry is arguing is that since his election will occur well before the Republicans will be in late August, early September, mm-hmm. that he will be disadvantaged, that Bush will be able to continue to raise and spend private money and attack him, and he will be meanwhile restricted to federal dollars and have to decide whether he wants to spend those federal dollars in August, which is not a particularly great month for TV viewing.
Dan, two-parter. Does this strike you as legally sound?
It strikes me as weird. The first thing I thought of is, you know, the conversations I've had late in campaign headquarters with people where it's almost like you're in a college dorm room and you stay up all night and someone convinces you that Batman is the greatest hero in American literature. And then you wake up the next morning and say, what was that all about? I'm hoping that perhaps the Kerry campaign people were up late and they're going to wake up and say, well, that's not a very good idea.
Well, what would be the political risk? That it looked disingenuous?
Well, that for sure. It gives Bush an opportunity, and they've already seized on it, to say it's a change of heart. It's a change of position. Kerry wanting the nomination without the convention and wanting a convention that doesn't have a nomination. So he can be made fun of. But maybe more importantly, Scott, there can be about 5,000 to 6,000 delegates who are coming to Boston from all over the country. These are pretty important people, and they're going to come to a convention where we don't nominate the president, that perhaps we don't even know who the vice president is. They're going to spend money. Plus, you have the TV expenses, putting a truck on site for a week. All those commitments have been made, equipment costs, staff costs, rentals, etc. Huge amounts of money have been spent and committed ahead of time. There are going to be a lot of unhappy people if the convention turns out to be a non-event.
Now, the senator couldn't just get up on that last night and say, thank you for your nomination, which I will accept in due course.
Yeah, I think that would be regarded as almost insulting. There's no clever way out of this. I really think, on balance, this is a fairly nutty idea, and I hope they think twice about it.
Dan Payne's a Democratic media consultant and former Senate campaign strategist for John Kerry. Thanks very much, Dan.
You're welcome, Scott.